नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, I हिंदी में करने वाले थे लेकिन फिर हेमगिरि प्रभु जी ने आदेश दिया कि नहीं अंग्रेजी में कीजिए तो इसलिए हम फिर अंग्रेजी में बोलेंगे. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 44, Shloka number 22. Right? Huh?
22 to 30.
Yeah. Should I read the translations from 15? Okay. So we'll read the translations from shloka number 15 and we'll be discussing further on the shlokas. यादोहने वहनने मथनोपलेप प्रेङ्खाङ्खनार्बरुदितो क्षणमार्जनादौ गायन्ति चैनमनुरक्तधियोश्रुकण्ठ्यो धन्या व्रजस्त्रिय उरुक्रमचित्तयानाः This is very nice shloka telling the absorption of gopis in Krishna. So we will recite this shloka only 1-2 times and then we will discuss further ahead. यादोहने वहनने मथनोपलेप प्रेङ्खाङ्खनार्भरुदितो क्षणमार्जनादौ गायन्ति चैनमनुरक्तधियोश्रुकण्ठ्यो धन्या व्रजस्त्रिय उरुक्रमचित्तयानाः यादोहने वहनने मथनोपलेप प्रेङ्खाङ्खनार्भरुदितो क्षणमार्जनादौ गायन्ति चैनमनुरक्तधियोश्रुकण्ठ्यो धन्या व्रजस्त्रिय उरुक्रमचित्तयानाः यादोहने वहनने मथनोपलेप प्रेङ्खाङ्खनार्भरुदितो क्षणमार्जनादौ गायन्ति चैनमनुरक्तधियोश्रुकण्ठ्यो धन्या व्रजस्त्रिय उरुक्रमचित्तयानाः यादोहने वहनने मथनोपलेप विदोक्षणमार्जनादौ स्त्रियोरुक्रम चित्तयाना माताजी यदो हने महनने मतनो पलेपा शंखां खनार्वरुदितो क्षणमार्जनादो नयन्ति चैनमनुरक्तदियोषु कण्ठ्यो अन्या व्रजस्त्रिय उरुक्रम चित्तयाना. Okay, word to word meanings. Ya, who, the gopis. Dohane, while milking. Avahane, threshing. Mathana, churning. Upalepa, smearing. Prankha, on swings. Inkhana, swinging. Arbharudita, taking care of crying babies. Ukshana, sprinkling. Marjanado, cleaning. Ado, and so on. Gayanti, they sing. Cha, and. Enam, about him. Anurakta, very much attached. Dhyaha, whose minds. Ashru, with tears. Kanthyo, whose throats. Dhanyaha, fortunate. Vrajastriyaha, the ladies of Vraja. Urukrama, of Lord Krishna. Chitta, by consciousness. Yana, whose acquisition of all desired objects. Translation by the disciples of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, ki. The ladies of Vraja are the most fortunate of women because with their minds fully attached to Krishna, and their throats always choked up with tears, they constantly sing about him while doing all these things. First, milking the cows, winnowing grain, churning butter, gathering cow dung for fuel, riding on swings, taking care of crying babies, sprinkling the ground with water, cleaning their houses, and so on. By their exalted Krishna consciousness, they automatically acquire all desirable things. So this is a very famous shloka in 10th canto on the glories of absorption of gopis, that while doing all the household chores also they are fully absorbed in Krishna. And we can see ourselves that while sitting and chanting also we are absorbed fully in our activities. So we will offer prayers, then we will discuss further shlokas also till 30th. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिशे नमः. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्त तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रियै वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. कृपापिया कृष्ण श्रीनिकेतन ब्रह्म मंदुरिति स्मां बाहुभ्यां परिरम्भते मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुदीनधारणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यईश्वरं Hare Krishna. So first of all, we seek the blessings of Maharaj and all the Vaishnavas so that we can speak for the pleasure of Hari Guru Vaishnavas and also for the purification of my heart. So 10th canto, Samambhuna. And to speak on, you know, even one word of 10th canto, it will take lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes. And still we may not be able to ever get qualification to speak in the 10th canto. But it is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and his followers who engage us in whatever way we can engage ourselves, despite all the millions of weaknesses, in somehow or the other glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam for our purification, and that is only hope for us. So let us pray to Nityananda Prabhu and Vaishnava that we can do justice to this service. So this is 10th Canto, chapter 44. Chapter is entitled The Killing of Kamsa. And in this particular shloka, you will be surprised that if the chapter is entitled Killing of Kamsa, then how suddenly the absorption of gopis is coming in this chapter. It should be Killing of Kamsa. So, you know, Shukadeva Goswami is making the whole scene ready for that final moment of, you know, the villain is killed by the hero, Krishna. So then he is making the stage ready, in which he is telling that when Krishna is fighting with and Kovalyapid and then to Chanur Mushtik, then Kuta, then Shala, Toshala. You know, he is telling all the series of events. And when this fighting is happening with Chanur Mushtik, etc., so gopis are very much perturbed, very disturbed. Because Krishna Balaram were like very small child, you know. Sometimes you have seen small child in front of, you know, big body, hefty. Tall and hefty, you know, huge Chanur Mushtik. You know, it's like small, that girl is going around. So Krishna Balaram were like small and they were like towering. So gopis are feeling very much unhappy, very much distressed that what is this injustice is happening in this court. Not only the king, but even the people are also watching this happening. So they are taking the scene for a moment, Shukadeva Goswami holding that scene and then describing about this scene. Just see the absorption of gopis. And this is the shloka in which the absorption of gopis is told, that, you know, yadohane avahanane, while doing all these household activities, their mind is fully absorbed in Krishna, fully absorbed in Krishna. So now, since we have to cover till the 30th verse, what we will do, we will read all the translations and short 1122 lines purports, and then we will discuss further. So basically, when we are going through the next 10 translations or so you can clearly see two different personalities, two different mentalities. One of Kamsa or Kuta, Shala, Toshala. And on the other side, we will see the mentalities of Vrajavasis like gopis and the gopas. So carefully, please, when we read, please try to be very carefully observing these two mentalities, and then we will discuss our short discussion today. 16, since, you know, Bhagavatam verses are not different from Krishna, so we will read the verses also and the translations also. So please bear with me. प्रातर व्रजाद व्रजत आविशतश्च सायं गोभी समं प्रणयतो अस्य निशम्य वेणु निर्गम्य तूर्णम बलाह पथि भूरि पुण्या पश्यन्ति सस्मित मुखम सदयावलोकम. When the gopis hear Krishna playing his flute as he leaves Vraja in the morning with his cows or returns with them at sunset, the young girls quickly come out of their houses to see him. They must have performed many pious activities to be able to see him as he walks on the road, his smiling face mercifully glancing upon them. This is a common feature whether Krishna enters Mathura or whether Krishna enters Dwarka, Hastinapur. Wherever Krishna goes, you know, immediately all the ladies, immediately they climb up on the terraces of the Shradarasi Bihari Gaurantai. So all the ladies, they are so attracted to this beautiful Krishna, beautiful, beautiful Krishna, that they all climb up on the terraces. They don't want to miss seeing Krishna because it's the festival of seeing. First Canto, 11th chapter mentions. Evam prabhash manasu strishu yogeshwaro harihi sat shatrum hantum manas manaschakre bhagavan bharatarshabha. Shukadeva Goswami continued, as the women spoke thus, O hero of the Bharatas, Lord Krishna, the master of all mystic power, made up his mind to kill his opponent. Sabhaya stri girah shrutva putrasneha shuchaturau pitrav anva tappetam putrayor abudhau balam. Out of affection for the two lords, their parents, Devaki and Vasudev, became overwhelmed with sorrow when they heard the women's fearful statements. They grieved, not knowing their son's strength. Naturally, Krishna's parents would lament in this situation, thinking, why didn't we keep our sons at home? Why didn't we allow them to participate in this corrupt exhibition? So the parents were thinking, better we would have died and hidden our children back at home. Why did we allow them to come here? Taistair niyudha niyuddha vidhibhir vividair achyute tarau yuyudhate yathanyonyam tathaiva bala mushtikau. Lord Balram and Mushtika, expertly displaying numerous wrestling techniques, battled each other in the same way that Lord Krishna and his opponent did. So Lord Balram is also enjoying the virya rasa. Bhagavad gatra nishpatair vajra nishpesha nishthuraih chanuro bhajyamanango mur glanim avapaha. The harsh blows from the Supreme Lord's limbs fell like crushing lightning bolts upon Chanur, breaking every part of his body and causing him more and more pain and fatigue. Chanur's elbows, arms, knees and other limbs were all weakening. Sashena vega utpatya mushtikritya karavubhau bhagavantam vasudevam kruddho vakshasya bhadhata. Furious, Chanur attacked Lord Vasudev with the speed of a hawk and struck his chest with both fists. It appears that Chanur, realizing he was being defeated, became furious and made a final attempt to defeat Lord Krishna. The demon certainly had the spirit of a good fighter, but if he hoped for victory, he was certainly in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong person. That's a nice way to put it. Nachalat tat praharena mala hata ivadvipaha bahavur nigriha chanuram bahusho brahmayan harihi bhuprishte pothayamasa tarasa kshina jivitam visrasta kalpave keshasrag indradhaja ivapatat. No more shaken by the demon's mighty blows than an elephant struck with flower garland, Lord Krishna grabbed Chanur by his arms, swung him around several times and hurled him onto the ground with great force. His clothes, hair and garland scattering, the wrestler fell down dead like a huge festival column collapsing. Srila Sridhar Swami explains the words Indradhvaja as follows. In Bengal, on the occasion of a certain festival, people erect a tall column in the form of a man and decorate it with flags, banners, etc. Chanur fell just as such a pole might fall. Even in Maharashtra, we have seen a certain festival happens and big, you know, murtis and big pandals are made and the huge, you know, pillars are there sometimes, right? So we can imagine that kind of thing. Huge chanur, you know, fell down, dead. Tathaiva mushtikaha purvam swamushtya bhi hatena vai balabhadrena balina talena bhihato bhrisham pravepitaha sarudhiram udvaman mukhato arditaha vyasuhu papatorvyupasthe vatahata ivangripaha. Similarly, Mushtika struck Lord Balabhadra with his fist and was slain. Receiving a violent blow from the mighty Lord's palm, the demon trembled all over in great pain, vomited blood, and then fell lifeless onto the ground, like a tree blown down by a wind. So they may be big, big demons, but Lord Balabhadra can just with one slap or with one punch, he can, you know, kill them. Tatah kutam anupraptam rama prahartam varaha avadhi lilaya rajan savagyam vama mushtina. Confronted next by the wrestler Kuta, Lord Balarama, the best of fighters, playfully and nonchalantly killed him with his left fist, O king. So till now three people are killed. Chanur, then Mushtik, and then Kuta. So now Shal and Toshal, they saw that if one person goes to fight with these brothers, they kill. And so now we will go together to attack Krishna, which is not according to the codes of war law. But now life is at risk. Let it go. So they both attacked Krishna. In the next verse it mentions, Tarhyeva hi shala Krishna prapadahata shirkshakaha didha vidirnastoshalaka ubhavapini petatu. Then Krishna struck the wrestler Shala in the head with his toes and tore him in half. The Lord dealt with Toshala in the same way and both wrestlers fell down dead. Chanure mushtike kute shala toshalake hate sheshaha pradu druvurmallaha sarve prana paripsavaha. Chanur, Mushtik, Kuta, Shala and Toshala, having been killed, the remaining wrestlers all fled for their lives. Others did not even try to attack Krishna and Balaram. They just ran, and they ran with full speed, sprint run. They would have defeated the modern, Maurice Green or, Usain Bolt, right? Usain Bolt. They would have defeated even them also. Right? Gopan vayasayan krishya tai samsrijya vijahratu vadyamane shuturyeshu valganto rutanupurau. Krishna and Balaram then called their young cowherd boy friends to join them, and in their company the lords danced about and sported, their ankle bells resounding as musical instruments played. Nowadays, we see that in championship boxing matches, as soon as there is a victory, all the friends and relatives of the victorious boxer rush into the ring to congratulate him. And often the champion will dance about in great happiness. Exactly this mood Krishna and Balaram danced about, celebrating their victory with their friends and relatives. Janaha praja harishu sarve karmana rama krishnayo rite kamsam vipramukhya sadhavah sadhu sadviti. Everyone except Kamsa rejoiced at the wonderful feat Krishna and Balaram had performed. The exalted Brahmanas and great saints exclaimed, excellent, excellent. How Brahmanas said that, excellent, excellent? They said excellent, excellent. Others will say, not good. Purport. It is understood that as the best of the Brahmanas and saints were exclaiming, excellent, excellent, the worst of the Brahmanas, namely Kamsa's priests, were seriously grieving. So now, in this set of verses, as I mentioned previously, we can see two different mentalities. That so, when so we can see Kamsa, सो कंसा व्हेन इट केम टू हिज लाइफ ही इज रेडी टू डू एनीथिंग. लास्ट 11 इयर्स, लास्ट 11 इयर्स ही हैज डन सो मच यू नो हीनियस क्राइम टू प्रोटेक्ट हिमसेल्फ फ्रॉम द बर्थ ऑफ कृष्णा. From the birth of Krishna, he started killing people, innocent people, you know, uselessly. Even to the extent small newborn children, even 5,000 years ago, and that too 5,000 years ago. Similarly, we can see Sashala and Toshala, that when their life is at risk now, they also do not care for dharma. And they are attacking together, both, you know, small baby Krishna. Just 10 years old boy. How much strong is 10 years old boy? Or 11 years old boy? Just very, very, you know, tender. So these two big, hefty, you know, people are attacking. Fighters are attacking Krishna. Right? So this is one mentality. We can see that when we are attacked, we are ready to do anything in our life to protect, self-preservation. We can see even Hiranyakashipu, you know, he is ready to kill a small child who is his own son. And only one boy who is not agreeing to his supremacy or superiority. Only one small little boy, 5 years old. But Hiranyakashipu is, you know, to protect his, you know, recognition and his supremacy, or to establish his supremacy, he's ready to even kill his own small little child, Prahlad Maharaj. And what not he does. Srila Prabhupada writes there that he tried thousands of ways. So once I was with my materialistic logic calculating, 5 years old boy means how many days he lived? 1500 days, right? 1700 days. So Prabhupada is writing thousands of ways he tried. That means in one day he would be trying multiple times to kill Prahlad Maharaj, a small 5-year-old child, you know, just this much. And Hiranyakashipu was huge, right? So now in our life this may not happen. In our life, you know, nobody is going to come and, you know, attack. Of course, something like that even happened, that also in Naukhali, right? A couple of years, you know, 1 year. 2 years ago, no, 1 year ago, right? Last year only, na? So last year in Bangladesh, you know, that mishap happened. So generally it is not happening. So then sometimes we may read and we may miss to compare ourselves with this situation here. And observe that, okay, you know, if when I am attacked in my life, even I may behave like that, right? The first thing which happens, you know, the moment my desires or my opinions are attacked or confronted, is we become angry. You know, and how we can see that is that we feel that the other person is a fool. How is he, or why is he even proposing this kind of idea? Is he not understanding? And this is foolish, this is wrong, this is not according to what my desire is or my opinion is. Right? So, Trinadapi Sunichena, when we recite every day, we don't feel that difficulty. Yeah, nobody's going to cut us. But when our opinion is cut, in a group of devotees we are discussing, and our opinion is cut, and somebody else's opinion is put, we feel as if my opinion, I am cut. How you can cut me? And immediately we are in the defensive mode. Immediately start justifying. No, this is how it is right. This is how it is right. Even though after 5 minutes we are going to give up our own opinion also and get busy in our own sense gratification. But for that moment, just to protect my ego, I will defend and I will justify and I will prove this is correct opinion. So then we may fail to observe that. How different is it from the same mentality? So we may resort to anger, we may resort to harsh speech, right? क्रोधम पारुषम एव वा. सो पारुषम वन वन एप्लीकेशन ऑफ दैट डिवोटीज आर डिस्क्राइबिंग इज हार्श स्पीच. यू नो वी टेंड टू स्पीक हार्शली टू गेट अवर थिंग डन वेरी क्विकली और द वे आई वॉन्ट. So we may resort to harsh speech, we may resort to anger, we may resort to lies, you know, lies. Very easily we may speak lies. We may resort to offending devotees when we are attacked. Right? So how different is it from this mentality of kamsa, kamsa or shala or toshala? When my facilities are, you know, withdrawn, my privileges are withdrawn, right? So then I may feel very much like this. It is a personal cultivation. It's a, you know, spiritual life is a lot about introspection, introspection. So then when my facilities are withdrawn, privileges are taken away, my post is taken away or is in danger, then we have to see. Or, you know, I may be engaging in some seva, some project. And now other devotee is getting involved into that. Or he is doing similar kind of thing and he is doing better than me. So then what do I feel? Envy. Insecurity. You know, a little grown-up person may not feel grossly, immediately, promptly that extent of envy. But at least the first, you know, element can be insecurity. If he becomes famous in the temple or if he becomes famous in the community, then who will pay heed to me? Who will listen to my kirtans? Who will listen to my lectures? Who will listen to my fund collection? Who will listen to my book distribution course? He's becoming, you know, so prominent now. He's becoming so prominent in the region, in this region. All the people will get attracted to his program. Then who will come to my program? The sense of insecurity. You know, again, same. This is same. We are in that same Kamsa Parampara in that situation. Or Shala Toshala Parampara. No different. We may be in these situations. And we may miss the point that we are engaging in Krishna consciousness. The purpose is different. The purpose is to develop attraction for Krishna. Krishna Rati Vina Jeevanto Michehe. So the goal of life is to develop Rati for Krishna. And I think last Sunday, is because Bhima Prabhu was giving class very nicely on this sloka. Malla Naam Ashini Ninaam Naravaro Stri Naam Smaro Murtiman. So Prabhuji said one very nice point which, you know, I remembered. Of course, I was outside Varu. So I happened to hear the recording of that. So Prabhuji said that if we are not cultivating consciously, introspecting our inner feelings, our inner conscience, daily, repeatedly, if we are not cultivating actual focus on Krishna, then we will miss the point. Then Prabhuji said, if Krishna was to walk down the door, just now, right now, here, our relationship with Krishna will not be any different. Our feeling for Krishna will not be any different than it is now for Radha Rasa Bihari's deities. And then Prabhuji again quoted this shloka. Malla naam ashini ninaam naravaro stri naam smaro murtiman gopanam swajano shatamshiti bhujam shasta swapitra shishu mityu mojapater virada vidusham tattvam param yoginam Vrishni naam para devateti vidito rangam gata sagraja. So Shukadeva Goswami in one verse telling 11 types of relationships people are seeing Krishna in. Not that now Krishna is right living original. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna is coming here. Of course now is Mathura. So Krishna is coming. Not that everybody is now falling in, you know, fainting in love with Krishna. Gopis fainted few verses behind. But not others. Bhojapati is not. He is seeing as Krishna as death. So Krishna may walk down also. Our relationship with Krishna will not be, you know, any better than what we are seeing Krishna in the form of his archavatar here in the temple. So that is where we have to work hard, introspect in our heart repeatedly, regularly. How am I dealing with the devotees? When my interest, when my opinion, when my projects, when my privileges, when my facilities, when my likings, when my followers are attacked, how, or, you know, attacked or, you know, whatever, how do I feel? How do I, you know, what experience? The first thoughts, the first reflections which go through my, you know, consciousness, my conscience, and then what actions do I enter into? Do I start defeating or defending or justifying or lying or angry or, you know, behind the back doing different things to protect my own interests? That introspection has to be done, otherwise you'll miss the point. Bhima Prabhuji was very nicely throughout the whole class telling this one point only. Such a wonderful class, such a fantastic class Prabhuji was speaking. So like that. So then now 5-7 minutes are remaining. I'll quickly go to the next part, that now how to travel this journey from Kamsa mentality to Gopi's mentality or Gopa's mentality. So this journey, we all have to pass or traverse, or, you know, we have to undergo this journey. And time is very short. In this year only, we have lost 3 young devotees, right? One in Raipur, one Payanidhi Prabhu, and one Harigaur Prabhu, right? All 3 very young, in 20s or 30s. So normally we don't think, you know, 20s or 30s is the time to depart. We think, okay, you know, life is short. Only 30, 40 years are remaining more. Now I am 30, so 30, 40 years only are remaining. But we may not know that 30, 40 minutes are remaining. So time is very short. And we have to travel this big journey from Kamsa mentality to Gopa or Gopi's mentality, which Srila Prabhupada came to give. We can see the Gopi's mentality. They are not even able to fathom seeing Krishna fighting with these mountain-like wrestlers. They are so pained at heart, they are fainting in distress. And here we can see Gopas also. When Shalatoshal killed, all the other wrestlers, they just ran away. They were also wrestlers. Not that they were like me. They were also wrestlers. But they saw Chanur mystic, you know, whenever predecessors met this fate, then what will happen to us? They just ran away from there. And Gopas, they are not feeling any fearful of Krishna. Gopa naam sajano, they are saying, ye to apna Krishna hai, to apna gaon wala hai. Like that they are seeing, and then they are just jumping and embracing Krishna, with Krishna. And actually 30 minutes, the music was going on, and now what happened is this, all the gopas, small gopas, Krishna's friends, when they came, they challenged Krishna. They said, hey, what you are so powerful, you fight with me, then you will get to know, that we will see your real strength. And Krishna said, "Acha, let us fight." And then they started fighting there in the, you know, Rangamanch, in that arena. And actually they defeated Krishna right there and then, on the spot. And then they said, see our strength, we defeated Krishna. What to talk of these wrestlers, we would have defeated anyways. We defeated Krishna, we defeated these wrestlers. So it is there, Krishna, you know, it's there so much. Adarasi Bihari Govinda Sitaram Lakshmana Hanuman Shri Prabhupada ki. So this is their Krishna, and they defeated Krishna, and then everyone is cheerful and joyful. So they are not feeling Krishna as a dar. They are not feeling fearful of Krishna. No, they are apna Krishna, and then they are just running to embrace Krishna and fight with Krishna and defeat Krishna, and then dance and chant and sing and dance. And again, the next moment you see Kamsa in the last shloka which we saw. You know, Kamsa, everyone except Kamsa rejoiced at the wonderful feat Krishna and Balaram had performed. Everyone was rejoicing. Even Kamsa's people also were rejoicing. Why? Because they were fearful, now Krishna and Balaram will catch us. So better appreciate them. So only Kamsa remained, the only person who is not rejoicing. He is so much. Right? So we have to see that at the end of my life, even if I am to live for next 20, 30, 40 years, if I am still attached, I am still in Kamsa mentality, how painful I will feel. Why did I not chant my rounds last 30 years sincerely? Why I always just played around with during Japa time? His Guruji Prabhu writes in his Japa book. दैट टाइम विल बी वेरी सॉरोफुल. जस्ट लाइक वी कैन नॉट ईट लास्ट 10 डेज का फूड एट वंस, 10 प्लेट्स ऑफ फूड, बिकॉज टू मेकअप फॉर दैट. सिमिलरली वी कैन नॉट चैंट एट दैट यू नो लास्ट मोमेंट्स फॉर लास्ट 40 ईयर्स और 30 ईयर्स, 20 ईयर्स, 10 ईयर्स और 1 ईयर, वट एवर लाइफ टाइम वी हैव बीन चैंटिंग. We cannot chant in last few moments or few days or few weeks to cover up that all quota. No, it's a daily practice. Abhyas enadu konte. It's a daily practice to chant and touch Krishna with our mind. Otherwise, staying in the devotee association, we may miss the point. Like it happened with the disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. In Lilamrita, Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, Satsuru Maharaj mentions this. That it was so painful for Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that the very thing for which whole life he sacrificed and whole life he was struggling to prove that somebody can become Brahmana even though he's not born in a Brahmana family. And his very senior disciples, have they defeated his mission of not being Brahmanas and fighting for the rooms and the offices? Have these very people whom he banked upon whole life, they have defeated his mission and they have been been converted into Brahmanas, although they are disciples of Saraswati Thakur and practicing whole life? And on the contrary, we can see, if we have done our homework, we may be anywhere in the world. Krishna will give home delivery, Amazon home delivery, Krishna Prema. That happened with Bhujakunda Maharaj. He was not knowing where he is, he was sleeping. But Krishna went home delivery. I am Krishna, you were. Right? That shloka. So the shloka comes in 10th canto. Time is less, so I will just read the translation. Since in the past you repeatedly prayed to me, I have personally come to home delivery, this cave, to show you. I have come to your cave to show you mercy, for I am affectionately inclined to my devotees. So Krishna is telling Bhujakunda Maharaj in this verse, because you have already done your homework, I have come to deliver Krishna Prema to you, don't worry. So if I have done my homework, wherever I may be on planet Earth, like 2 devotees lost their lives recently in Ukraine war, they were shot, I think, unfortunately. So if you have done the homework, don't worry, wherever you may be, you are in the safest place if you have done the homework. Whole life you have sincerely tried to apply the instructions of the spiritual master and trying to please Srila Prabhupada and Gaur Nithai. If you have done the homework, Krishna will home delivery. But if you have not done the homework while staying in the devotee association all their life, all our life also, and they missed the point and they were quarreling for rooms, and that pained Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur so much. So Srila Prabhupada has provided this facility of daily morning program, daily taking prasadam. So everything has to be done very prayerfully and meditatively. Before prasadam, we meditatively do the prayers, Mahaprasada, Govinda prayers. The bhoga vritti will be purified. Similarly, while attending morning program, if we prayerfully chant the Hare Krishna mantra, or before the Hare Krishna mantra chanting starting, 1-2 minutes if we spend to pray, what I am going to do, remind ourselves, establish my sambandha with Harinam as a servant of servant of servant of servant, and then we enter into the japa, then it will be much better. Similarly, for aartis, for prasadam, for dealing with the devotees, we can pray to the Lord that, oh Lord, today, let me deal with the devotees in the mood of servant, and not casually, or not disrespectfully, or not offendingly, not quarrelingly. So this journey has to be traversed like this. The Lord told Dvijapatnis that not 10.23.32, not just by staying with me, you will develop, you know, that rag or... No, you go back home, chant your rounds, read Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada, and do serve to Vaishnava, serve Vaishnavas. By this, actually you will develop love for me. Actually you will develop love for me. So this is our life, which Srila Prabhupada has so mercifully given us a whole day of engagement. And now we are having the marathon month. Such a wonderful engagement. I have observed myself, when I am carrying books in traveling, immediately the outlook is, where are the prospective duo people who will take the books? Because you have to unload, you know, such heavy load, one bag is there of books. Then you are always looking for the prospective buyers for the books. But if the books are not there, then I'm looking for where in the train is the best seat to sit, you know, and different certification दृष्टि इज देयर. श्रील प्रभुपाद हैज गिवन सच अ वंडरफुल सेवा ऑफ बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन एंड एवरी डिवोटी कैन एंगेज हिज नेचर. वी हैव डिवोटीज लाइक श्रीधर महाराज, यू नो, हू सच अ यू नो एंग्री यंग मैन, एंड ही सेड दैट आई बिकेम डिवोटी बिकॉज द डिवोटी ऑन द टेबल. श्रीधर महाराज अप्रोच द टेबल, ही सेड ओके टेक दिस बुक. महाराज सेड इफ आई टेक दिस बुक एंड टियर एंड थ्रू इट एंड स्टॉम्प ओवर इट, व्हाट यू विल डू? द डिवोटी सेड आई विल पंच यू ऑन द फेस. महाराज सेड दीज आर गुड पीपल, आई विल जॉइन यू. एंड देन महाराज सर्व्ड यू सो मच. And also we have devotees like His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu. Few years ago when he came across few nuns, couple of nuns, sisters in the Christian, you know, on the road and distributing books. So she said, they said, we are Christians. So Prabhuji said, oh, I am so happy to have met the holy men, holy women today. And very, very auspicious day. Thank you very much for being, you know, God conscious or something like that. He said, and then he left. So Prabhuji is soft natured. And actually these Matajis came back and they gave the donation. Then Prabhuji said, okay, I also want to give you something. Take these books as gift. So somebody may have such nature, somebody may have such nature. Everybody has different nature. All can engage in the service of book distribution. And this is what Srila Prabhupada's transcendental, you know, program to give us the mercy of Shri Gaur Nithai and help us traverse this journey from Kamsa to Gopas. Srila Prabhupada ki marathon month ki गीता जयंती की गीताई गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि. आई वॉज टूडे मॉर्निंग सींग हिज ग्रेस सुंदर चैतन्य प्रभु ब्रूमिंग द फ्लोर एंड विष्णुदत्त प्रभु ब्रूमिंग द फ्लोर. आई वॉज शॉक्ड दैट अरे सच अ सीनियर डिवोटी, सच अ पोस्ट होल्डर, अ काउंसिल मेंबर, ही इज ब्रूमिंग द फ्लोर लाइक अ न्यू भक्ता. इज वेरी टच्ड इन माय हार्ट एंड वी आर सो फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव सच अ वंडरफुल टेंपल, सच अ वंडरफुल डिवोटीज. वी हैव महाराज ऑल्सो सो हम्बली सिटिंग हियर थ्रू आउट द क्लास ऑफ अ किड. So you're such wonderful devotees, exemplary devotees. We have to just spend our life with them, sincerely trying our best to serve Hari Guru Vaishnavas, and then we can hope that Srila Prabhupada may extend His mercy to us. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Tai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Since time is up, so I beg your forgiveness, and it's already 6 minutes above time. So any thoughts or any suggestions, any questions, you can tell me personally, separately. Thank you. Hare Krishna.